And good morning. Welcome into In Focus on this Wednesday morning. Brandon Peoples, Dave Lewis, joined here today by Superintendents Brady Burton, USD 384, Blue Valley Randolph. Good morning.
Good morning.
And I've got Cliff Williams, USD 378, Riley County Superintendent. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome. Good morning to you, Brandon.
It's always a pleasure to have you guys on. And yeah, that's snow word. We don't like hearing it this time of year. Not this early, anyway. And it looks like Tuesday there's a possibility of some rain and snow mix. So don't know if there's any accumulation with that. But
Dave really knows how to get this off on a positive note, doesn't he? Mentioning snow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, in all seriousness,
I know how you think.
In all seriousness, though, Brandon, I would like to, and I'm sure Cliff too, congratulate Mr. Lewis, sitting across the glass on making it to the Broadcasting Hall of Fame last week. In all seriousness, that's a wonderful honor for him and the station.
Absolutely. I had a chance
Thank you very much.
It was a great honor for Dave. You look at some of the names that are in that Hall of Fame, and you have Dave Lewis in there as well now.
So. I know. It's just like, you know, how does this equate? and one of the things, and I didn't really mention this, but I think that what I have done over the years, I used to say I was a radio guy that became a community guy, and now I feel like I'm a community guy that's on the radio. And the engagement in the community, I think, is a large reason why. And, and that's something that obviously that's a badge of honor. But I think there's not a lot of people that are in radio that will, try to throw themselves in the community to the extent, I think, of what I have in the past. So it's, there's a lot of community aspect that goes along with this, a community honor as well. So
you bet. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, congratulations. We're happy for you.
No, I'm still stunned, but, I'm going to take it. Right here on my side over here.
That's right. Does that come with a raise too, Dave?
I it was kind of funny because I didn't get a chance to talk to Brandon about this because the first, they had four honors that were given out. And the first was for kind of a community service award. And Curtis Duncan, who's out in western Kansas, I believe Goodland, he received that and he, got his thing. Is there a check that comes along with this? And, and my opening line was going to be, is there a cash option? Well, this isn't the lottery. Oh, well, I feel like I won the lottery. But I felt like, he kind of took that away from me. Doggone it.
Okay.
But, he was funny.
Yeah, he was great.
He was funny. Yeah. All right. I'll let you guys talk about that school business thing that you came in for.
Okay.
But thank you very much for your comments.
Well, yeah, and there's a lot of stuff going on here. Of course, we've got elections coming up here in just a couple weeks, and I know you guys have a number of board positions that will be up for grabs. How many seats are available in 384?
We actually have four, and three incumbents are running, and then one of our incumbents decided not to run. So, and all of them are running unopposed. So we'll have three of the same board members back on in January when they all officially come on for their next term, and then we'll have one new board member.
All right. How many seats on 378?
We have four as well, and so we have three incumbents and one that is running, a new person, Jeff Hancock. And so we wish all of them the best of luck, and we hope everyone gets out and votes. And we also have a special question on our ballot for USD 378, a bond election. And so we've been working hard on that for seems like several months. I know Brady and I were talking just before the show. It seems like when you start that process, it's like, wow, that is a long ways away. And now that we're just around the corner here, it's pretty exciting. And been a lot of dialogue in our communities, and I think a lot of positive dialogue. A lot of learning going on, new relationships built. If I can take the moment to just jump on that, I know I want to speak for the board here of just thanking all the community members that have come out and helped us in the process, given us history, taking all the various surveys that we've had, asking questions, bringing questions to us, all the different feedback. It's just really been a very positive experience.
Yeah. Well, we've heard a lot about it. We wish you the best of luck on that issue coming up here in a couple of weeks.
And just to jump in also to remind people, Tuesday, November 5th is Election Day, so get out and vote. And I was telling Cliff, too, my wife and I usually do mail-in ballots. It's just easier for us. And we've already filled them out. I think she's mailing today. So there's other options than going in on Election Day. You can do mail ballots, or early voting's going on right now, I think. And so there's a lot of options out there to vote.
There's really no excuse not to vote.
Exactly.
So it's very important, especially at the local levels here. More people will probably get out and vote next year. Of course, it's a big presidential election next year, but these races mean just as much.
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's wise words there, Brady, that we want everybody to be involved with that, and that's something we do monitor. And I know even if you take that a level to, you know, our schools and our curriculum, that's something that we work with our juniors and seniors and educate them that that process is there and it's a right that they have and the value of getting out and voting and voicing your opinion.
You know, Cliff, also, and Brandon, to me, I know we have a national election in 2 years, but the election coming up here a week from Tuesday, I think, is more important because it affects us locally more probably than maybe a national election, because you're electing school board members, you're electing city commissioners, and so on, that really dictate what happens locally to you. So I know what you said, Brandon. People kind of drop off. The voting percentage drops off usually on these off-year elections. And hopefully people will get out and vote, though.
We hope so. We hope we don't have to battle that snow word there that Dave was talking about a little bit earlier. You know, it seems like sometimes there's a connection between the weather and availability, but it is great that they have these other opportunities.
Now, you know, one thing here, just kind of show you the importance of elections of the legislature. They're all elected positions as well, and they govern a lot of what goes on in the school districts. And I know you guys have some legislative topics you wanted to discuss here today, including, Brady, the 50th anniversary of the K-State Board of Education.
Well, it is. I don't know if people realize that in 1969, through a constitutional amendment, the Kansas State Board of Education was set up to govern our education in Kansas. And also, I didn't realize this till I was reading this, that within the same amendment, actually local school boards were set up to govern local school districts with that same amendment. So you kind of think of some of these things just going on forever, and that they're just been there forever. But it's been 50 years ago in a state constitutional amendment, 1969, that set up both of these things for us in Kansas.
That's incredible. Yeah, I was not aware of that. So a little education for me. We do have a phone call here, which I didn't see on time before I started the question here. So let's get to them real quick. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
I got the lake property around there behind the school. I sure sponsor all your activities. I'll pay the taxes. You put the bonds out. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate the feedback and the support. It is a big question. I know everybody's got to make that decision for themselves there, and we hope that we've done our part of trying to educate everybody about the topics and they feel good about where they need to be.
All right. Thank you for that comment. Brady, do you have anything else on the anniversary here?
No, I don't. I just, again, I was reading that, and I've been in education a long time, but I didn't realize that myself. So most people out there probably didn't either. But I just think it's interesting that the things that govern us most in the state of Kansas and locally, which is our state board of ed and local board of eds, have been around now for 50 years. You know, again, I think most people just think, you know, they've been there forever. So, but they haven't.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. And, you know, they make a lot of recommendations at the state level that you guys will definitely be tasked with. A big one here lately has been vaping. We hear that a lot. It seems like every school district that I interview here has been bringing this topic up because it is a real serious issue.
It is very serious, Brandon. That's the one thing that I'd like to highlight. I know our legislators are working behind the scenes right now as they get geared up for a January legislative session, which is not too far away. But one of the discussions has been raising the minimum age to purchase tobacco products, particularly electronic cigarettes, from 18 to 21. I believe they're calling it Tobacco 21. Just a few stats there. It's saying here that we've had a state task force that's been looking at that more, and I know we've got a lot of information that comes across our different listservs that we have. Unfortunately, there's probably none of our school districts that say that we're immune to this. We hope that kids will understand the effects of these choices that they'd be making. I know particularly four school districts have filed a lawsuit against Juul right now. And so that's interesting to see where that one will evolve. Just another one on the legislative, they've been working on mental health and talking about that. And I know one statistic that was pretty alarming when I was doing my homework for the show here said that in 2015, we had 68 teen suicides that they attributed to mental health, and that has risen to 99 in 2017, which is very scary.
Goodness gracious. You hate hearing that. And I knew a couple of folks when I was in high school that took their own life, and you just, you really hate to hear that at any level, but especially teenagers.
You know, Brandon, a couple comments I might make on vaping, too. Kind of follow up what Cliff was saying, and it is, you know, an issue no matter what size of school you're in. We've looked in. They have, of course, I think a lot of businesses get into these type of things and try to make money off of what we're dealing with. But there are companies out there now that you can buy detectors, vaping detectors actually, that look a lot like a radon or smoke detector that you can put in like bathrooms in your buildings and so on, and they're tied into like your administrator's cell phone or whoever's monitoring that. And so if it detects vaping, it sends a email or text to the phone, and so they can deal with it, or some type of an alarm goes off on the phone, not directly in the bathroom. But so I checked into it a little bit, $1,200 for one detector. And if you buy like four in a package, I think it goes down a little bit, under $1,000. But you figure the number of bathrooms you have, you put them up in your bathrooms, and then kids go, you know, in the locker rooms. And so, you know, I think that's impossible, really, I think, to spend that kind of money on trying to put up vaping detectors in your building. So anyway, there's a lot of things out there that people are looking at. I know Juul has come out, that Cliff mentioned that they've done away with all their vaping flavors that they had out there, like cotton candy and some of these to entice kids to vape more. And so, but it is an issue, and we'll be dealing with probably for years to come.
Mm. Let's take a. Do you have another comment, Cliff?
Well, I was just saying we're looking at the similar things and just the creativity, too, of some of the devices. I know one that I was pretty shocked, to be honest with you, was in a hoodie. It was in the drawstring. Mm. And, you know, I guess that's pretty creative, but it's pretty scary that just how detailed they have been in order, in my opinion, to promote this. And it is a big task to try and stop this.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll come back more conversation with Cliff Williams, Brady Burton, after this on In Focus.